The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, September 27th. We'll tell you about an Amtrak passenger train that went off the tracks and how locals rushed in to help. Also, what to know about the candidate Germans elected to be their new leader and what a Republican-led audit found about the last presidential election here in the U.S. Plus, the impact of a record backlog of cargo ships off the U.S. coast, a new law in China that could shake the cryptocurrency market, and how an NFL kicker made history over the weekend. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. An investigation is underway now to try to find what caused a deadly disaster on an Amtrak train over the weekend. It was traveling from Chicago to Seattle when the train somehow went off the tracks in a remote part of Montana. At least 3 people were killed and 50 others were hurt. As of this morning, 7 of them are still in the hospital, some with critical injuries. People who live near the site rushed to offer help when the derailment happened on Saturday. Some of them brought in ladders to help people get out of the train. Others came with food and drinks for survivors. It's not clear yet what caused the train to derail, but Amtrak is calling it an accident and says no other trains or equipment were involved. Officials say the section of the track where it happened was just inspected last week. The National Transportation Safety Board has a team in Montana investigating, but that investigation could take months. For now, the 8 derailed train cars are still blocking the railway, so other trains on that route are not able to go any further than Minnesota. The U.S. reached a deal to release one of the world's most famous tech executives from detention. This all has to do with Meng Wanzhou. She is Huawei's chief financial officer, and that China-based company is the world's largest telecommunications equipment vendor. But back in 2018, Meng Wanzhou was arrested in Canada at the request of the U.S. She's been accused of misleading banks about her company's ties to Iran. And that violated U.S. sanctions, so she was charged with wire and bank fraud. And for the last 3 years, she's been under house arrest in Canada. That is, until she was released over the weekend. The U.S. Justice Department said she could go back to China as long as she admits her wrongdoing, and she did just that. At around the same time, China released 2 Canadians who were put in jail shortly after Meng Wanzhou was arrested in Canada. China accused them of espionage, but never showed evidence. In fact, it's been widely thought that those men were actually only arrested as retribution for Meng Wanzhou's arrest, though China denies it. Either way, they're all free now. For the first time in 16 years, Germans elected someone other than Angela Merkel to lead their country. Merkel decided not to seek a 5th term as chancellor, so voters had to decide on who was going to replace her in a national election. They chose Olaf Scholz. He's the outgoing vice chancellor and finance minister who leads the Social Democratic Party. That tends to lean a little more left of center. Merkel's party leans a little right of center. Her party came in 2nd. The final tally was close, though. So now the Social Democrats need to team up with other parties to form a government. That's crucial, too, because in Germany, if the winning party cannot get others on board, the 2nd-place winner could end up leading the country. Those negotiations could take weeks or even months. The party that won wants Germany's electricity to come entirely from renewable energy by 2040. And on immigration, it's more open to asylum than the 2nd-place party, that instead wants to keep refugee numbers down. More than 9 months into Joe Biden's presidency here in the U.S., and the results of another review of the ballot show that, yes, he did win the election fairly. You may remember Arizona Republicans have been challenging the outcome of the presidential election in the state's largest county. Earlier this year, they seized more than 2 million ballots, the machines that counted them, and computer hard drives full of data, and shipped them off to a consulting firm called Cyber Ninjas. Now, Cyber Ninjas finally released the findings. They show Biden won by even more votes than the official results certified. And that said, county officials point out the report was littered with errors about how the election was conducted. And critics have said before Cyber Ninjas never audited an election before this. Still, officials did not call the actual outcome of this review into question. But it seems former President Trump did. In response to the results showing Biden won, Trump said the review did find widespread fraud, and he called on Arizona's attorney general to open another investigation. But it's not clear where Trump is getting that information because it wasn't in the report that was made public. And keep in mind, three earlier reviews in that same county already showed no sign of fraud. So it seems Arizona lawmakers are done investigating at this point. Today is the deadline for all healthcare workers in the state of New York to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or be fired. But many still have not gotten their first shot, so it's possible thousands will be forced to leave their jobs. And that means New York could be dealing with a serious staffing shortage. In fact, New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's ready to call in qualified National Guard members, as well as retirees and out-of-state healthcare workers if needed. She may even declare a state of emergency to get the resources needed for hospitals and nursing homes. A reported 84% of New York's hospital employees are fully vaccinated, but it's apparently not enough to keep things running. Already, hospitals around New York have been cutting back on elective surgeries, and the AP reports nursing homes are limiting the number of residents they'll accept. Some workers' groups are even suing the state over this, calling it unconstitutional for various reasons, including no option for a religious exemption. But other workers' groups and some health systems say it's crucial to keep patients and staff safe. To be continued. More news coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. Are you looking to build healthier habits, but the last thing you want is to have to follow strict rules that will only add stress and time to your daily life? I get that. Noom only asks for about 10 minutes of your day to teach you about eating and healthy habits and to check in on your progress. They know everyone is different, and so your program is customized and personalized for you and your own journey. Perhaps that's why more than 60% of users lose 5% or more of body weight, and 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. And to get long-term results, there cannot be too much pressure. It has to be sustainable. So with Noom, there's no need to fear ruining the whole program with just one off day. Noom helps you get back on track. So start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial at Noom, that's N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. A lot of imported cargo is piling up on both coasts. More than 60 giant ships are now lined up, waiting to dock at the Los Angeles and Long Beach, California ports. That means tens of thousands of containers are stuck. About 24 other cargo ships are also stuck on the other side of the country, waiting to dock off the coast of Long Island, New York. But the thing is, every link in the U.S. supply chain is understaffed. Shipping lines, port workers, truckers, warehouse operators, railways, and retailers. They're all blaming each other for these imbalances. For example, truck drivers often don't show up at their scheduled appointments to pick up boxes. But the truckers blame terminal congestion, saying delays at one appointment causes them to miss the next. To put it simply, everyone needs to step up. And all of this is impacting the global supply chain. A lot of retailers are dealing with shortages and say they will not have as many products as usual ahead of the holiday season. Also, Costco is bringing back purchase limits on items like toilet paper, paper towels, bottled water, and cleaning supplies. California is now telling companies that make self-driving vehicles, they need to make them clean. State lawmakers passed a new law that requires autonomous vehicles to be zero emission by 2030, and the governor recently signed it. It was sponsored by environmental groups who say rules like this are needed to rein in greenhouse gas emissions. Already, the most prominent autonomous companies in California, Waymo and Cruise, operate fully electric vehicles as part of their fleets. Not everyone likes this idea, though. Some companies say electric vehicles are bad for self-driving cars because they need to be charged. And to make a profit, the autonomous vehicles really need to maximize their time on the road. China is cracking down harder on cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. The country declared all crypto transactions illegal, even on foreign exchanges. Also, it banned crypto mining. And that's a complex process that uses computer networks to create Bitcoin or other tokens. And since China has low electricity costs and cheaper computer hardware, it's been one of the world's main centers for mining. In fact, as recently as 2017, Chinese mining groups made up more than two-thirds of all Bitcoin issued daily. But not anymore. Chinese officials say they're cracking down because cryptocurrencies can disrupt the financial system and are too easily used to launder money. But some economists say these latest moves are more likely a way for China to move its people away from popular private digital currencies because China is developing its own state-run currency. Stay tuned. A few records were broken over the weekend in sports and entertainment. First, let's talk about the box office. The latest Marvel superhero movie, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, became the highest-grossing movie of the year in North America. Ticket sales have reached nearly $200 million in the U.S. and Canada. But keep in mind, that's nowhere near what the highest-grossing movie made before the pandemic. Back in 2019, Avengers: Endgame made almost $860 million. Over to the small screen, a Yale PhD student added himself to the Jeopardy Hall of Fame. Matt Amodio became only the third person in history to earn more than $1 million during a winning streak. His run began last season, and he's now won 28 games straight. Amodio is not stopping there either. You can watch his 29th game today. And finally, let's talk about history getting made on the football field. The kicker for the Baltimore Ravens made the longest kick in NFL history. Justin Tucker knocked home a record-breaking 66-yard field goal. And he did it in a dramatic fashion. Tucker made the field goal with just 3 seconds left in the game to beat the Detroit Lions. Had he not made the kick, the Ravens would have lost the game. Afterwards, Tucker's coach called him the best kicker in NFL history. That's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. Whether you're dealing with parenting for the first time, like I am, or you're feeling anxious, lonely, having trouble sleeping, or you're stressed about your job, or maybe you simply are just not as happy as you know you could be, then check out BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room because it's all through a safe and private online environment. It's even more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So BetterHelp makes professional counseling more accessible and convenient. And of course, it's always confidential. You can start communicating in less than 24 hours. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Money Monday. It's about to get more expensive to shop online, and that's because shipping rates are going up. That starts next month at the U.S. Postal Service. Rate hikes for commercial and retail packages will range from 25 cents to $5, depending on the size and weight of the package. Then starting November 1st, companies will have to pay FedEx a higher fuel surcharge. And in January, FedEx will raise shipping rates by an average of nearly 6% across the board. Rival UPS is expected to announce similar rate increases soon. These costs are going up in large part because of ongoing supply chain delays around the world. But inflation is also a factor, and companies are expected to pass the added costs on to shoppers. Already, some companies have increased handling fees, and the Wall Street Journal reports others might raise the amount customers have to spend to qualify for free shipping. But experts doubt companies will get rid of free shipping altogether, because Amazon sets the bar by offering its Prime subscribers free shipping. And stats show nearly half of all Americans are Prime members. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to subscribe or follow for free in your podcast app to always see our new daily episodes and stay in the know. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.